Hey, it's Marcus Williams, and I get a chance to speak with Casey Anderson, a wildlife conservationist, about a presentation he's going to be doing at Lake Louise this weekend, and also about his unique best friend named Brutus, who happens to be a grizzly bear. So why don't you describe a little bit about the beginning of your friendship with Brutus?
Well, yeah, Brutus came into my life when I was consulting at a wildlife park, and he was a little cub that was born there to a captive mother, and they had no more room for him at this wildlife park, so you know, once you're a bear born in captivity, you learn the skills to survive in the wild from your mother. That's what cubs do. And obviously, he didn't have the ability, and they didn't have room for him there. So they really had no other option than to try to place him or euthanize him. He wouldn't survive in the wild. And they weren't having any luck finding a place for him to go. So I stepped up and adopted him, and It was the first bear I really rescued as part of a sanctuary I founded called Montana Grizzly Encounter.
Awesome. And how many grizzlies do you have at your sanctuary right now?
We currently have 5 grizzly bears at the sanctuary.
Wicked. Now, I understand you trained Brutus. What was that process like? I imagine it was far more difficult and vastly different than training like a household pet or a dog or something.
Yeah, well, you learn that they're not a pet and they're not a dog in that way. And you're never going to go down to the library and find a book of how to raise a grizzly bear. So, you know, the process really is a lot of trial and error. And, you know, here's two species, man and bear, kind of trying to learn, you know, about each other. And it really was that kind of process, you know, just kind of going back and forth, trial and error, and trying to hone in, you know, some sort of communication and understanding. And the fact that he's going to be, you know, in my life for his entire life, it was important to have some sort of relationship with him to ensure that he had everything he needed and that he could live the best quality of life he could.
Well, even watching your show, it seems like you guys have developed a very special and unique connection. You guys, like, he high-fives you. You guys wrestle and stuff. You can definitely tell that there is a great bond between you and Brutus.
Yeah, they're a very emotional animal, and they bond very strong. You look at even wild grizzly bears, you know, the first 3 years that a cub stays with its mother, it's probably one of the tightest, like, mother-cub bond or mother-young bond that exists in the wild, and that really has kind of transferred over into the bond that I have with him, except for when he's 3, he doesn't get to go away, and when he turns 18, he doesn't go to college, so he'll be with me his entire life, and a grizzly bear can live to be 40 if they're taken care of, and so, you know, here I am, 40 years old, he's 13, and, you know, we'll be together, probably turning, you know, being old dudes together.
Awesome. Now, you are coming up to Canada this weekend for Wonderfall at Lake Louise to do a presentation called Bear With Me. What can people expect from your presentation?
Well, my presentation is going to be jam-packed full of a lot of things that animal and wildlife lovers will enjoy. You know, 20 years of being a wildlife filmmaker and being out there, it's kind of relaying these experiences and these moments that I've been fortunate enough to have. A lot of them was captured on film, and even some things that have never been seen before. I'll be showing a lot of those clips, telling some of the stories behind them, and most importantly, the insight that I've got from those experiences, and, you know, how it's driven my mission as a wildlife conservationist to try to keep, you know, the ecological balance out there in the wild, and really the hypocrisy behind, you know, here's a guy with a bear that's in captivity, but my mission to keep animals out into the wild and what it takes for us as humans to kind of hold up our end of the bargain, what we can do as far as coexistence to make sure that animals do stay in the wild and have homes in the wild like they deserve.
Cool. Now, you've mentioned that raising Brutus has made you a better person. How so?
Absolutely. Yeah, just having this relationship, this unique relationship with Brutus. You know, I study biology. I've studied lots of, you know, animals out in the wild, but having this unique bond with him, it really has shown me a different side of animals in general. You know, and what I've learned from Brutus, you know, as I look out in the wild, I think, well, why not those animals? It's obvious that they have the same feelings and emotions that Brutus does, and it really does make the wild look different. It makes you value it in a different way, and, you know, for me, it is the core of what drives me to protect wildlife, and it is a responsibility for me now to share what I've learned from Brutus and what has has made me better and made me fight for this mission, and I want people to be able to, you know, without having to go raise a grizzly bear of their own, you know, I want to share this message with them and hope to inspire people to feel strongly about the same mission I feel strongly about.
Now, this past spring and summer, and even into the fall now, bear stories seem to be popping up in the news a lot, especially stories about interactions with humans. Now, here in the Bow Valley, we all hold bears dear in our hearts. So what's one message you'd like to share about bear well-being?
Well, I think we really got to look at, you know, where the bears live and realize that we as humans are part of the ecosystem and that we have pushed them kind of to their threshold. You know, they've adapted and adapted to us. Now it's really our turn to adapt to them. And what we can do first to adapt to them is understand who they are and what they are. And if we can understand and learn what their needs are, and we can do the things that we need to do to make sure that they're not going to get in trouble and that we can coexist and, you know, live in these beautiful places that grizzly bears live, and we can live in peace if we arm ourselves with just knowledge. And it's going to take not fearing the animal, but respecting it and being willing to learn and to adapt. And if we can do that, then we're going to have these amazing places and we're going to be able to be part of them.
Awesome. Now, what are some of the projects that you've been working on recently?
Yeah, well, I'm always doing so many things. We've got tons of upcoming projects. I'll be sharing a bunch of those at both presentations on Saturday and on Sunday. And anybody can come up to those presentations and see, you know, kind of get a sneak peek at what I'll be airing out there on television. So it is a unique opportunity. If you are a fan of wildlife and you love wildlife television, or maybe you're just curious about it, it'd be great just for the folks to come out there and see these sneak peeks and get a little insight of what will be coming out on some of the upcoming programs.
Wicked, looking forward to it. Now, Brutus is more than just your best friend, but he's also a little bit of an actor as well. People may have been seeing him on TV and in commercials and on documentaries without even realizing it's Brutus. What are some things he has been in that people can now say, oh, hey, that's Brutus. I know that bear.
Well, most of the National Geographic and Discovery shows that if you see a bear, you know, being an actor, usually recreating the situation, Brutus is well known for being that bear. We don't necessarily train him and make him do anything. And fortunately, for the message and education, he really loves to do some of these things.
Right.
You know, as they come to us and say, hey, we want him to, you know, ransack a campground. And that's easy.
Yeah.
and he loves it. And if you see a bear having a great time on any of Nat Geo Discovery, it's likely Brutus. And, you know, it's important to know that he is having a good time and it's all for the better cause. He's really, truly an ambassador for his wild cousins.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to keep an eye open for him. Now, how can people stay up to date with the things you and Brutus are up to?
Well, yeah, there's lots of ways. The main one is if you just go to my Facebook page, Casey Anderson Facebook page. I update it frequently. I definitely put a lot of content up on there that just day-to-day what I'm up to. And I tackle some of the wildlife news headlines. There's always something out there where people are, you know, wondering about Cecil the lion or a grizzly bear is eating people in Yellowstone. And I definitely like to tackle on those issues and chat about them. So yeah, if you love wildlife, you love wild in general, just checking out my Facebook page might be the greatest thing you can do.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Casey, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for allowing me to chat with you.